Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you vibrating today. This is Miss Controversy. It's Z Marie. Marie, are you with us?
Yes, peace, peace.
Hey, how are you? Listen, you're in the right place, and it's definitely the right time. You're on a Vibrating Elevate show on Blog Talk, Sunday show, doing what we do. We started yesterday on Saturday, you know, with Kwanzaa and everything, so we're excited to be here this evening. Talking to you a little bit more about Kwanzaa. I know we started a little early last week talking about the seven principles of Kwanzaa and how awesome it is to have a new tradition to provide new solutions for our community, right? So
yeah.
We're here again because this is by special demand from Z Marie because she's all about self-determination. You understand me? If you didn't know, now you know. So On this self-determination energy and vibe, I want to, again, welcome all the listeners, the supporters, and the callers. Thank you for supporting Vibrate and Elevate. But Z Marie, you do have the floor, the opening floor, because I want to know why is today, the second day of Kwanzaa, so important to you? And if you can help me out on the pronunciation, because you know I got some issues. So help me out with that.
Yes, yes. Peace, peace, family. I'll go quickly, Ms. Controversy, over all the seven principles of Kwanzaa, also known as Nguzo Saba. So the first one is Umoja, unity. The second one, which is today's principle, is Kuji Chakulia, which is self-determination. Tomorrow, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. And Tuesday, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Wednesday, Nia, purpose. Nia is also my self-chosen name. Kuumba on Thursday, which is creativity. And Friday, we're going to wrap it up with faith, which in Swahili is imani. So, yes, Ms. Controversy has put it to me to talk about self-determination. So I want to hashtag this show as Super Self-Determination Sunday, people. So get with it.
Okay.
It's been going Hey. If you got an organ, play it. If you got a Casio, play it. If you just got some tunes in your iPhone, play them to the sound, or rather, self-determination. And Ms. Controversy, I just actually want to start by saying I love that Twitter has been buzzing with Kwanzaa, hashtag Kuji Chakulia for today. And my favorite post that I saw and that I retweeted and replied to, and Mark Lamont Hill, the news correspondent,
yes,
he was a part of it. It was talking about self-determination that Sojourner Truth, she changed her born name to Sojourner Truth. So obviously her name was, she was born Isabella, and she changed her name to Sojourner Truth. So we know she traveled around, she spoke, she gave messages. She was all about women's suffrage in that movement. One of the premier black women, if not the premier black women doing that movement, which was essentially a white woman's movement at the time because they had the freedom to go around and talk about that kind of thing. But yeah, so the highlight on Twitter was, now that's self-determination, changing your name. And so, boom, there it is. I just said my self-chosen name is Nia. When I first went to, when I first celebrated Kwanzaa, it was in 2001. And Nia was just a name that stood out to me. I also like the actress Nia Long, right? So popular culture plays a role in it. And when I found out that the Swahili connotation for it or denotation for it is purpose, I thought it was really, really something that would be special for me. So self-determination is just, I can read you, in fact, to wrap it up and tie it all in, let me read you what the official Kwanzaa website has for it. So they
the
have
official.
To define the official tissue is to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves.
Rewind.
Yes, those are some powerful verbs. So we got define, name, create, and speak. To define ourselves, to name ourselves, to create for ourselves, and to speak for ourselves. That speaks for itself, pun intended. So I'm going to give the floor back to Ms. Controversy Bird over that.
Listen, I'm writing things down. So, you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm like, oh, okay, so this I'm talking to the Sojourner Truth of 2015, a.k.a. Ms. Z Marie, a.k.a. Miss Nia, you know, with purpose, and Nia Long, because she had the shortcut back then, too. So, you know, in my head, it's so much going on while I'm listening to you. And while I'm listening to you, before you even go over the definition off of the official website, I'm like, wow, I need a name. I need a freaking name. And what came to mind is Laughing Fire. And so I'm going to look that up, and the Swahili soon come. And I'm excited to define, to create, to give purpose. You know what I mean? So right now I'm really in the spirit of Kwanzaa. I'm really in the spirit of hashtag new tradition, because I'm self-determined to create a new life for myself, so to speak, and a new life for those around me that offers solutions. And that's what we're here about. You know, we're here to promote that and also Kwanzaa at the same time. So thank you so much, Z Marie, for that wonderful opening. And I'm glad Twitter is buzzing with, you know, what's going on. I'm glad to see our community, our young community, the millennials, our generation, you know, in on what's going on around them, you know, and not just with the foolishness. So, you know, what comes to mind when I think of self-determination is people with health issues. And so I'm getting real deep real quick for you guys, because, you know, we always elevate here on the show. So people with health issues, as soon as you're presented with a health issue, like your life might be in danger, all of a sudden you get this determination to live. And so I'm going to paint another picture for you. As soon as a problem, as soon as injustice, you know, comes into the picture, you know, we have this strong determination to have justice, to rectify the wrong, to speak our minds when we know we have something to say. So self-determination has a strong place in our communities, in our lives, and we need to use it to our advantage. So When we're faced with health issues, it's like life determination. You understand? It's like you're doing all that you can to preserve your life because you want to live as long as possible and enjoy, you know, the gifts that life have to bring. So getting a
controversy, I just want to insert a little footnote because I like where you're going. How about self-preservation is one of the greatest laws of nature? So we might as well just go ahead and throw self-preservation in here with self-determination, because you just said it, and it's the same damn thing. Like, that's a natural law. As far as I'm concerned, Kwanzaa principles align with the laws of nature, and so I really just wanted to insert that. I like that.
Thank you. And those spiritual laws, those laws that make sense, those are the things that we need to infuse in our new everyday tradition. You understand? So a strong, strong, you know, foundational piece like self-preservation is important, because as soon as you are faced with the fact that your life may be in danger, you have this, you know, flight and fight you know, that takes place. It's a trigger, all right? And this is taking place chemically. This is taking place in different dimensions within you. That's why you have, you know, you want to do everything that you can to stay here. And we're talking about real people with real problems. So at the beginning of the year, January 2015, I get a call because those of you that know me, I lost 80 pounds in 80 days. It wasn't
easy.
You know, I'll say it again. So I lost 80 pounds in 80 days, and it was quite magical, and it was centered around self-preservation, self-determination, and it was related to health issues, you understand? But from me being determined to approach my problem from a holistic point of view, I was able to get the attention of someone so great. A Facebook friend, a Facebook friend of a friend, contacted me and said, listen, I'm a single mother. I have 5 kids. I'm on my second round of breast cancer, and I am extremely overweight. Can you help me? And
yeah,
I just, first of all, I was honored. I was like, really? I don't, like, she lives in another state. So at the time, at the same time, I was determined to help other people have the same kind of success that I had. So you see how this self-determination has this, you know, evolving door, that once you get on your own personal purpose and you're determined to live it, that's when you start helping others do the same thing. So in light of Sojourner Truth and everything that she did, you see how her choo-choo train started? She was determined,
yes.
And then other people just got on. Like, get on the train. You understand?
Hey,
so
controversy. From the Underground Railroad to the Soul Train.
Yeah!
Okay.
You understand?
I
love it. I love it.
Once you get free. Once you get free,
you got to pop. What? Once you're determined, you got your own. Not only do you have your own name, you got your own dance. This young lady, I was so happy that she reached out to me, and I was kind of shocked because I'm like, who am I? You know, so anyway, long story short, I have a really good conversation with her, and I find out how determined she is. Now, Z Marie, guess what? She wasn't even worried about cancer. Guess what she said to me? She says, this is my second round of breast cancer. I already know how to beat that, but I've been overweight my whole entire life. Now, that's something that is most challenging to me. Now, what I need to do? Like, she was like, you tell me straight up. And I gave her a regimen. I told her what I did. I told her if she's serious, this could work for her in 7 days. She'll start seeing results in 3 to 4 days. And so I didn't hear from her. She, like, literally disappeared. And she calls me one day, and she says, Toya, I've lost 20 pounds. And, and I was like, wow,
yeah.
I haven't heard from you. I said, I really didn't even give you everything. We just had a conversation. And she said, that's all I needed. That's all I needed, because I already have what I came here with. I just needed the information from you. I just needed the support from you. I just needed the jewel from you. I just needed that high five from you to remind me that I came here to do what I came to do. So cancer or not, overweight or not, I'm surviving. I'm determined to live. So in those 3 weeks, Z Marie, she lost 20 pounds. She was right on target. I told her, you will lose about a pound a day. And she says, my whole family is doing it. My kids are now holding me accountable. We work out together. We eat healthitarian, vegetarian, vegan, raw, we do all of that. And I was just in awe, you know. And so it reminds me that a black woman, it's funny that you mentioned Sojourner Truth earlier on in the show. A black woman has shown me what self-determination is all about so many times. And I'm proud to be a black woman. I'm proud to be a woman. And right now I think that's what this self-determination is all about, is is preserving those values, preserving what's important to you, and adding value to your life. And so I know Z Marie, the Unconquered Mind family, Probation Station, along with myself, we are also very heavy with self-determination as we adopted a family, you know, this holiday Kwanzaa season. Because
yeah.
we had another, you know, person in the community, same scenario, single mother, cancer, five kids, like, it's happening, people. And we hope that you can be encouraged by these stories, these real things, that these tangible things that we're able to help people elevate. You understand? So self-determination is huge. And I urge you to find out, what are you determined to do? No matter what your situation is, are you determined to fail? Are you determined to learn from your failures? You know, are you determined to reach the top? Or are you determined to just stay where you at? Whatever it is, figure out what you want to do. And the way you do that is finding out what your goals are, Z Marie. So once,
yeah.
you know, you have your goals in place, that's why Rick Ross made that song. I'm going to pause for a minute. Let
yes.
the church say amen.
Which one is that?
These haters can't hold me back. You understand? Because
yes.
that's a self-determination song right there. I multiply.
Yes.
You understand?
Well, what I love is that these women with cancer, you know, especially the one you mentioned, you highlighted first, she's not even afraid of cancer. She's like, I've already beat that. What I understand
mm-hmm.
is there's a deeper issue here with my weight. And so she was looking for a solution because there was something that she couldn't do and there was something that she knew she could do. And so I love when people reach out for help. You'll be surprised how much silence kills people because they're not reaching out for help. You know what I mean? It could be a pride thing, but they also could think that there's nothing else out there.
Yeah.
So I would love for her story to be a part of the mass consciousness in terms of cancer is no big deal, because cancer is such a premier disease right now. It's just rampant. And so I love
it
the
is.
Idea that I beat. And so she didn't say she's a survivor. She said, I beat it, right? I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she said, I beat
and that's,
it.
That's
like
an
I did
inspiration
that already.
To me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Z Marie, speaking about, you know, black women, we already know the statistics on black single mothers. So there are a lot of black single mothers who are determined to raise healthy kids, who are determined to live the better life despite their situation, despite past decisions that they've made. So shouts out
yeah.
to, you know, all the women who are doing their thing, self-determined, and doing what they need to do. You understand? So I'm excited
yeah.
about that. Shout out to the caller on the line. I'm having some technical difficulties, but I'm going to try to open up your call in just a moment. So Z Marie, that was a little bit about, you know, who we, you know, our highlighted guests. Honorees, so to speak. And we didn't want to put any names out there, you know, for respect and privacy
That's
of
right.
those who we were speaking of. But nonetheless, we had to highlight their story because the story must be told. And so those of you that are out there listening, if you have any health issues, and I'm speaking to myself, use that to fuel your self-determination. Use that
yes.
to help you get in the proper alignment so that you can, you know, preserve your life. And so we want to talk a little bit about things that support self-determination. And it's some of the obvious. I don't know if Z Marie has anything off the top, but I have, like, two things that I want to point out. Things that support self-determination, one, being solution-centered. In order for you to be solution-centered, you have to be aware of problems. You understand? So be aware of anything that you don't like, anything that ain't rocking right with you, that may indicate it's a problem, or that may indicate it's something that you don't prefer. So you want to you want to make sure you are solution centered, and everything that you're doing is affording you, you know, an answer. And then my second thing is you wanna have positive thoughts. Positive thought is when you speak impeccably, when you think impeccably, then you speak impeccably. When you think life, you know, you speak life. So you have to watch, you know, that chatter, that inner chatter, that inner voice, that inner conversation that you have with yourself. And sometimes you have to put it in check, because it will get you off the self-determination track. You know,
right.
Sir Jonah Truth could have been tired. She could have been like, man, I've been running this train route for the past, you know, whatever. I'm about to soul train it
in
tonight.
I can guarantee you she was tired. I can guarantee you she was tired. Those, and actually
what?
One of my pointers is taking the good with the bad. So we on the right track, because the things that I believe support self-determination also have to do with mindset and attitude. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Keep going, Miss Controversy. That's peace.
And, you know, and then the last point that I would say, and I'm going to let Z-Marie bless us a little bit more, is that you have to be in the right places. And so we're talking about people, places, and things that support your goals, because
the
that's
mouth.
Going to help. What? What? People, places, and things. These are the elements that are going to help you stay focused on your goal. That's what's going to help you be more self-determined. It's going to make it easier.
Yes.
It's going to make it easier. So just think about that. Think about where you at, who you with, what you doing. Does it make sense? Is it in alignment with your goals? If it's not, you need to slide to the left. Take it back one time. you need to do it different.
Crisscross.
So, you know, since we're talking about soul training and everything, go ahead.
Well, dancing will allow you to bring some happiness, some to raise your vibration. So we're on the right track
yes.
with these soul train references.
Yes.
I want to chime in with things as well. I believe mindset is everything. And because there's literally a war in our mind, that's for everybody, because we have something called good and evil, right? So whether you believe in God, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, there's these two principles at play, love and hate, or love and fear. We're in, like I said, to take the good with the bad. But one of the ways that you do that is to live out of your heart. So since the mind is a freaking jungle, let's go to the heart. Let's go to the place.
Hold up off
where
that
your
mind.
Where your
that
spirit
mind,
resides. The mind is our friend. The mind can be our friend. Logic is very helpful. It's it's important to be logical. But also we can overthink things, because the mind is so complex. The mind can have you going around in circles, because that's kind of what it does. It's a problem solver, if you will. So because it's a problem solver, a lot of times we find problems to solve, because that's what the mind does. The computer is computing, you know, in order to solve something, you know, or it's having different systems talk to one another. So you mentioned mind chatter. This is why it's so important to meditate, because the mind can do that over and over again and have you in a circle. So, yeah, the mind is our friend, but we do want to have control over it. And we also want to learn how to live out of our spirit, which the spirit, for me, resides in the heart. And so I believe that's one of the ways that we can support self-determination, because of forgiveness. So forgive yourself for the times that you have not been your best friend, the times when you've been your worst enemy, which is, again, why I'm referencing the mind in that way, because when we do that in our mind, that battle is creating an enemy within us, right? So the heart kind of gives us an out in terms of the heart having forgiveness and peace. The other thing that I want to mention as a solution is something Ms. Controversy, you know, I'm really, really into, which is creating an alter ego. So maybe you are shy. Well, maybe you're the baby child in the family or whatever. You might be spoiled. I know I was a little spoiled by my dad growing up. And so maybe there's something there that kind of prevents you, some characteristic, some trait of yours that is not really working for you, right? If you create an alter ego that doesn't have that same challenge, that alter ego that isn't shy, an alter ego that's humble instead of spoiled, that's another way for you to reach your goals. So it's just growing a different part of yourself so that you don't feel like, well, I can't do that. I haven't been able to do that in all these years. Well, create a different version of yourself. And I believe that that's one of the great ways that you can kind of get your talent out there. You can feel like you can be a different person, that you're not being a hypocrite to your old self. You're just creating a new self. So that's something that I believe. I hope I've explained it well. It might be kind of, it might sound kind of crazy, but I think it's just a really, really great idea. And I do know that a lot of artists do that very often because of what it allows you. It allows you a freedom, right? Because we are who our families say we are, or we are who our past decisions or our degrees say that we're a certain person. But we get to create, we always get to create who we want to be. It's just that we don't realize we get to do that. And so one of the things that Fonza teaches us is the idea of creativity, is the idea of holding principles of past and creating new tradition.
What? Amen, yes. Amen, amen, amen. New traditions
I mean,
is all over this.
Yes.
Please take your seat. Now tune to your neighbor and say thanks for tuning in because our show is about to wrap up. Z-Marie, that was awesome. Thank you for giving us your 2 cents because it's always golden. And I appreciate you committing to be on the show and being determined with me to be successful as we help those vibrate and elevate a little bit higher. So
a little bit higher. Run it.
Listen, I am at the Unconquered Minds barbecue, and I might say that, you know, my vegetable / pineapple, you know, shish kebabs, I'm so ready to get them. So I'm about to wrap this show up really quick. The callers that are calling in, I've tried to open the line. Y'all know Blog Talk give me some technical difficulties, so my apologies. And thank you for calling
in,
callers.
Please hit us up on Facebook if you have something to say. Let's continue the conversation there. Find me, Zara_Marie on Twitter. So we definitely want to continue the conversation. Kwanzaa is all week, people. Let's go.
That's right. That's right. You can find me, Miss Controversy B, on Twitter. And you can check us out on Facebook. And also check out VibrateAndElevate.com. And let us know what you're doing to incorporate new traditions for 2016 because it's here, it's live in full effect, and we wish you a happy Kwanzaa, and we want to see you on the show next week, same time. Please call in again, join us, and we appreciate you. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Coochie Chocolia. Wait, Coochie Chocolia, did I get it right?
Chocu.
That's how phonetically it's Chocu. That's how phonetically it's Chocu. Listen, I tried to tell somebody about some phonetics earlier, but we ain't gonna go there. So happy Kwanzaa. Shouts out to all the Rastas here in Broward and Dade County doing their thing for the Kwanzaa celebrations and all the other producers of great shows happening here in the city. Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for helping
our
community.
I want to shout out to Eric Collers. Yes, he probably was one of the guys that called in Atlanta. He's doing a lot of things in his ministry. So peace to him.
Peace, Eric. We out of here.